So I'm joined right now by the three members of The Last Revel. We got Ryan, Lee, and Vinny. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, doing great.
Feeling good.
All right. I think we're on. Oh, wait. Here we go. All right. Now we're good. So why don't you just tell us about where you guys are from and what kind of music you guys play?
Yeah, for sure. We all met in Mankato, Minnesota, going to school there. And that was a couple years ago when we first got started, just kind of trying out folk music at open mics in Mankato, and really liked how it felt and how we kind of got some momentum going that way at the open mics. And it just kind of snowballed from there, and we decided to kind of take it a little bit more seriously. And recently we kind of migrated up to the Twin Cities and call that home base for now.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So do you guys get up to the North Shore very often, or is this kind of like a treat for you guys?
It's definitely a treat. We get up here, it's more of a vacation secretly. Nice relaxation session before anything else. But we love the North Shore. We love Duluth. We got a lot of friends in Duluth, too. So
and sprinkled along the coast.
Sprinkled along the coast, yeah. Not to mention the beer up here is delicious too. It's something about the
Killer.
Lake Superior water or something. But
I don't know if you guys have seen the new brewery that we have in town.
Actually. I've heard a lot about it. I'm excited to check it out.
It should be. It's pretty exciting place.
Quite thirsty.
Can we start off with a tune right here?
Yeah, absolutely.
This one's called Mason Jar.
All right. That was The Last Revel with Mason Jar. If you're just joining us, we've got The Last Revel in the studio right now. They're going to be playing down at the Gunflint Tavern tonight at 8:30. And how did you guys get into the style of music that you guys are playing, the kind of more folk Americana type?
You know, Ryan and I were playing music for a long time in a more bluesy rock band. And we kept noticing that we kept writing songs this way and then changing them into rock songs or blues songs or whatever. And we were like, well, why don't we just keep them the folk style? And then we found Vinny.
And, just found him.
Yeah, he was kind of like the linchpin in the whole operation. So, but yeah, and then we took it to some open mics and people liked it as much as we did. So kind of a win-win there. But
yeah, if you take stuff like that and make it kind of more electric, it gives a completely different feel. So
yeah,
I think go ahead.
I think that, I mean, all of our early influences in music we grew up listening to was, for the most part, rooted a lot in, you know, acoustic roots type of music. So it just kind of felt more natural when it came around. I mean, we listened to tons of different types of music, but this one was a pretty popular theme when we were kind of just first getting into music. So
What kind of artists were you listening to at the time?
Well, Vinny's the oddball out here. I listen to when I that's a good thing. I listen to a lot of Bob Dylan. I was raised on Johnny Cash. My dad used to drop me off at elementary school just blaring Johnny Cash to try and embarrass me. And thankfully, it was all ingrained at a very primal stage for me, and never left. So those kinds of, like, you know, the original Americana boys, you know.
Yeah. Were the kids at school ever like, oh, this Ring of Fire, here's Lee again?
Yeah, pretty much. I was so embarrassed back then, but now it's like the coolest thing a dad could have done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, there's kind of like a real revival in the kind of more rootsy Americana stuff. What do you guys think about
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's great. I think that it's pretty cool that it seems to be moving a little bit beyond just like a resurgence of the traditional stuff, and people are actually kind of picking up some weirder influences and throwing them under the Americana category, which is pretty cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's so many other styles of music that are so evolved, and they've been evolving for so long, and I feel like roots and bluegrass and acoustic music has so much more room to grow and evolve, and I think that's kind of a big part of the reason it's kind of you know, getting more spotlight these days, is because there's a lot more thought put into how this can change and find new ways, new forms.
Mm-hmm. And still be authentic. And
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
You get kind of like you got to hit that balance of the new and the old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And I don't know if it's just like a regional thing, you know, being in Minnesota with things like, you know, you guys and Trampled by Turtles and Pertinger Sands, but it seems like this is kind of like a hot spot area for that, but it might be completely off.
No, I think you're totally right.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you see a lot of people come out from, like, Denver has a ton of, like, going up and playing a show where they had just had a picking circle before you go on is a little bit daunting. It's like, oh, man, all these people have been playing bluegrass since they were three.
Yeah.
And now they're judging me.
They'll be listening for something completely different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, too, coming out from New York City again. Which is actually pretty strange for me.
I think it's a bold step back from technology. Like I'm one of them too, just always on my phone, always on the internet, on Facebook and everything. So it's nice to like step away and play something that's like acoustic for the most part, you know.
I totally agree. I think that's definitely part of it. Mm-hmm. Because so much of pop music is going the other direction. It's getting like real EDM influence.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a dichotomy.
Yeah.
Can we hear another song?
Yeah,
no.
For sure.
Okay. Well, then this,
of course.
This is a scenic crew. This is
of course. Yeah.
Well, do you want to do a new one?
Yeah. Which one? Which new one?
You want to do Garage Sale?
Sure. Yeah.
Radio edit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We got to do a radio edit on this one. Good call.
We got caught once before. We played NPR Studios in Minneapolis, and they made us play it again. We weren't even thinking. Anyway.
So yeah, this is a new song of ours coming out in our new album. The song's called Garage Sale.
Soon as I get paid, money in my pocket, money spent. As soon as I get paid, Congress is smiling at me. As soon as I get paid, cause money in the bank is money for them. As soon as I get paid, garage sale, the check's in the mail, but I'm just chasing my own tail. Garage sale, the check's in the mail. Soon as I get paid, I'ma buy things I don't need. Soon as I get paid, want that good stuff, you know it's as soon as I get paid. He rides sail, the check's in the mail, I'm just chasing my own tail. He rides sail, the check's in the mail. Soon as I get paid, taking, get you fixed up right. Just soon as I get paid, buy your bed all day, all night. Soon as I get paid, smile for me and wait to see just when I get paid. Garage sale, the check's in the mail, but I'm just chasing my own tail. Garage sale, the check's in the mail.
All right, Garage Sale was the name of that one with The Last Revel here on the Scenic Route. Do you guys, that was an original song. Do you guys do mostly originals?
Depends on the night.
Yeah, when we can, we do. Yeah. You know, like tonight when we're playing at the Gunflint, you know, we have, you know, 2.5-3 hours to fill. We'll definitely throw some covers in there, but we'll play as many originals as we can because that's what we get the biggest kick out of, I think, is playing our songs. So, yeah, it's definitely a mixed bag depending on the night.
And did you guys say that you have a new record coming out soon?
Yep, April 29th, we're going to release it. It'll be online April 29th, and then obviously we'll have it at our shows after that. But yeah, we're really excited about it. It's our second full-length album. We recorded last winter at the Terrarium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it worked out really well. I think we're pretty proud of it. We're pretty proud of it. It's a self-titled album, and... We feel like we hit a stride on this one, a good songwriting stride.
Excellent.
Yeah. And it's great because we wrote together as a group more rather than just like individual tunes. It's more us as a whole rather than a song played by a band, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was actually going to be my next question. It's like, who's the primary songwriter here? But I'm glad to hear that
it's split.
The lines are blurred.
Yeah. It's split down three ways, I guess. So. Yeah. Which is, I mean, I'm pretty proud of that. I feel pretty good about that. Yeah,
I feel like that's actually pretty rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I played in so many bands where it was like, I wrote, you know, and then you start throwing your stuff at other people's stuff. That's when the magic happens to me. As uncomfortable as it can be sometimes, because it's personal, you know, like most of the songs you write are personal or you have some bias towards them. But I think, yeah. Collaboration is the ticket, I think.
Mm-hmm. What else did I just have? Do you guys have a favorite song to play live that really gets people moving?
It changes.
Yeah, it definitely fluctuates. I mean, right now, Unbound has been pretty exciting for the last couple of shows we've played. Just it's a single we just dropped online, and I sing it, but I actually didn't write this one. Ryan wrote it, and we all kind of figured out how to make it sound the best. And I'm just really excited about what came out.
Yeah, for sure. It's great when we bring a song to each other. It's a lot of times the original way the person wrote it, it's completely different than the way it ends up. Like goes through almost like a filter system, which is us three, which is really great because something will start one way and then end another way, which is really fun. So it's like a new song within a new song.
Yeah.
So can we hear a version of Unbound then?
Awesome.
I should say that more commandingly next time.
Yeah. Play the song.
The Last Rebel Band with Unbound, and Vinny just going nuts on that one. No, you're playing fiddle and singing it at the same time, the same song, but you play bass in some other songs as well. So how did that come to be?
I actually started out playing fiddle when I was younger. I grew up in an Italian restaurant where we always had a little Italian violin music playing in the background. I thought that'd be really cool to learn how to play. And then as I was growing up, my brother influenced me by showing me a bunch of psychobilly and punk rock that involved a lot of bass heavy riffs that that were much more exciting to me than violin. So by the time I got to college, I was just kind of itching to figure that out. And eventually I had a teacher who let me rent a bass and teach me how to play bass for free. So picked that up. And then...
Yeah, he lied to us. I was telling him about this project. And I was like, Vinny, you want to come play fiddle for us or whatever? Because I had kind of mingled with him in another group. And he's like, yeah, dude, I play bass now too. I play stand-up bass. And like he comes and he starts whacking on it or whatever and beating it up. And then we played a show or whatever. And then I find out later that Vinny had only been playing bass for like 2 weeks. And I was like, it sounds fine. I'm totally good with it. It sounds great. But he was like, yeah, I've been playing bass for, I play bass. Okay. Sounds good. Sold me.
Did you get like the psychobilly, like really like standing on top of the bass and just slapping the
head? I don't know. It never really seemed to fit as well with this kind of genre.
Our stages aren't big enough.
They aren't. And it just doesn't feel that showboaty. Yeah. I guess. I mean, there were a couple shows early on where I stood on the bass.
Or take his clothes off or something. Yeah. We've been there.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the leather pants. I think we're all going to start wearing leather pants now.
Yeah, I heard that you don't have to wash them, so it works just fine.
No wash. No?
It's a new direction the band is taking.
Yep.
I'm going to get dragons on mine.
There'll be a new brand. A new brand of stink there.
Yep.
So I ask this every band that comes in here. I'm curious, how did you get the name of your band?
That's kind of a long story for us. For the first year and a half this band was together, we were under the name The Bitterroot Band, and we played, a year and a half worth of shows under that name. And one day in the mail, we got a cease and desist letter from a lawyer representing another Bitterroot band. And they were actually based out of the Twin Cities, which we did not know about at the time. And to be honest, it's our fault for not doing enough research. We thought we were original enough, but we weren't. So we decided not to fight it, and we were brainstorming names. And
on our way up to Duluth.
Yeah, it was actually Duluth. Yeah.
And Grand Marais, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And it just kind of felt fitting, like this is our last hurrah. This is better be the name we stick with.
And I know that we are all kind of experiencing some pretty ridiculous dramas in our lives at the time. So it's like, I don't know, if this doesn't work out, I'll go work construction or something, but this better be it.
Lately it's kind of embodied a type of mentality we've been taking with our songwriting, which is more just kind of embracing fleeting moments and enjoying the little things in life that kind of just make it go along. And I think that kind of fits the name really well. So I don't know if it's like we kind of came into the name or the name kind of came into us. I don't know.
Yeah.
It definitely feels a lot more natural now than it did.
Yeah, it was weird for a while being a different band. We had to kind of start over, but it all happened for a reason. So
I like how the name reflects the music. I think that's a really effective banding. That's kind of like how you can tell. It's not just like, oh, these are two words that sound cool together.
Well, thank you.
Butter muffin.
Second option.
I'm gonna have to Google that to make sure that's not taken.
That'll be the next band. Yeah. We've been pushing around Squid Taxi for a long time. I think that one might be the next one.
It's a super group, maybe.
Super group.
All right, well, we've been speaking with the last Revel band. They're gonna be down at the Gunflint Tavern tonight at 8:30 if you want to go see that, along with there's a lot of music going on in the area as well, and we'll have that on the second half of the show here. Anything else you guys want to say?
Thanks for having us.
Well,
thank you guys. It's a lot of fun. We love stuff like this. So
all right, play us out with one more tune.
Absolutely.
Do you want to do Moonshiner or you want to do Seeds to Sow? I'll leave it up to you.
Up to me?
Yeah,
I think Seeds to Sow, probably.
You want to do Seeds to Sow? New tune. Leave you in a melancholy mood here.
Watch your headphones.
And I'll just say it again in case in case they just tuned in. New album out April
29th. Yes, sir.
This is another new song of ours. This song's called Seeds to Sow.
Two.
Well, I woke up sore on a stranger's floor, still feeling high from the night before. And I bruised my mind on the New York Times and tried to justify my way of life. At the festival in the rain, but temptations led me stray. And I climbed to the roof through the attic in Duluth just to pacify my cry for you. Hospital bed, contrived with lies of what they've said. And her whisper in my ear, she told me love ain't always clear. And this heart upon my sleeve did wear.
New music there from The Last Revel. That was Seeds to Sow.
Yep.
All right, and we'll be looking for that one coming out very soon. Thank you guys so much for coming on and doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
And big thanks to Jeff Nemitz over here for really saving the show with the sound as well.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.